Welcome back to our program here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. Today we are speaking with Staff Sergeant Michael Rowland from Dalaram 2 in Afghanistan, who joins us today. And Staff Sergeant, thanks for making us some time to speak today.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, Staff Sergeant, tell us a little bit about what you do in the Marine Corps.
You could basically equate it to, you know, a supervisor out in the civilian world.
Mm-hmm.
I have about 39 Marines that that I need to take care of. Generally, everything throughout the day that they need, I make sure that gets taken care of logistically. So pretty much I'm there as a mentor, along with my officer. I'm there to assist him in anything he needs and also advise him on the right things to do and the right choices to make as well.
Okay. I know that it's all under the Regimental Combat Team 6 umbrella, but what unit are you assigned to?
I'm with 1-8 Charlie Company.
Mm-hmm. Now tell us a little bit about, as a supervisor there with all those Marines, and also you're kind of a middle management almost in civilian world, where you're supervising them, but you're also advising those up the chain.
Yeah, you could say middle management. It's mostly we try to be mentors. Up and down, give the good advice up, and set the good example for the Marines below us, and that we help and try to serve the correct way and show them the way that things need to go. So if they ever progress in their career and they become staff NCOs, you know, or they want to be officers and they know the right thing to do in the future.
Well, that sounds like a great explanation. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in a small town south of Buffalo, New York. It's Randolph, New York. It's one of those small little villages that if you drove past it, you'd just see a small sign, one gas station, no stoplights. I mean, it's pretty quaint.
Is this something that you wanted to do right out of high school? Is that how you joined the Marine Corps?
I was 17 when I joined the Marine Corps. You know, I wanted to go to college, but, you know, I talked to that recruiter and he gave me a good outlook on what could be. And here I am 11 years later, still in the Marine Corps, so it turned out well.
Yeah, and making a career of it, I assume?
Yeah. I always refer back to my wife on the decision to continue, but she always defers back to me and tells me that I should stay with it because I'm good at it, so here I am.
There you go. Now you have a wife and your wife back in Jacksonville. Is that where she's is today?
That's correct. I have a wife. Her name is Jonna. She's from the same town. We grew up together.
Oh, no.
We've known each other since we were kids. So we weren't really high school sweethearts, but we were more like friends, best friends growing up. You know, we thought about dating, but we didn't really date. So we've got three beautiful kids: Talon, Grayson, and Ryan. And they're a handful.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and they're her handful right now, too, and I know you're looking forward to getting back and making them your handful, too.
Oh, yeah. This is her second deployment with kids without me around, so she's a trooper. She does really well.
Well, God bless her.
So.
That's fantastic. Tell us about other, have you had other deployments?
Yes, I did. I was in 2nd Battalion, 3rd Marines in Hawaii for about 4 years. I did a couple deployments with them, UDPs. Then in about 04, 05, I got switched to another battalion and went to Afghanistan for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then came back to the States, did a tour in Paris Island as a marksmanship instructor.
Mm.
Then went back to Hawaii and then deployed to Afghanistan again. And then from Hawaii, I came to 1-8 and deployed to Afghanistan again.
So this is your third time around in Afghanistan. Wow.
Correct.
How has it changed over those times?
You know, it's funny because, you know, we first came here, you know, it's all about, you know, the political side of everything. However, you know, moving on, it's great to see that the Afghan people, they appreciate our presence. They appreciate what we do. Most of the time we get smiles, we get waves, you know. It's really great in the partnerships that we have with the Afghan police, the Afghan army here. But it's been really encouraging to see the change in the people since 2004, 2005 till now. And it's really come a long way.
And there, it seems like from our conversations with so many, and a lot of people back here in the States really don't get this, is that the Afghan people are starting to realize more and more now of what they're going to need to do to have a stable country.
Well, I think that, you know, that's one of those political conversations that people can go on and on about, and mm-hmm. I think the most important thing to realize is that this is their country, and they understand that, and they love it, and they love the fact that, you know, that we're helping them, but they're also helping us to understand and learn about their culture as well. So it's a you know, it's a both ways type thing.
Good. Anything that you've perhaps learned from these three experiences, especially in Afghanistan, that you would take home that you'll remember?
Probably some of the cooking like ideas that they have. They make some pretty good rice.
Yeah.
Their use of vegetables and pretty, I mean, they're very like the people here use everything to their advantage. So the food is delicious. They're very welcoming, very, very humble and everything. So I mean, it's great. And I've learned a lot, for myself, like humility wise and everything. And they're great people.
As we talk a little bit about this, too, and again, your varied career in the Marine Corps already over just 11 years or so, one of the things that we have learned is that in order to help build up the Afghan, and this is true in Iraq as well, but it was the NCOs that they really need strength in. Are you starting to see, you know, they appreciate the job that you do as a staff sergeant and your sergeants do as well?
And I like to thank my Marine spirit, you know, of all the ranks below me, because really they're what make the day go by. And at the end of the day, it's not about the corporal, it's not about the sergeant, it's about everyone. And my platoon as a whole works good as a team. And everyone has their strengths, everyone has their weaknesses, but you know, mostly we're just a big family. And then you know, families have issues, but families move on, and they're really good at everything that they do.
What do you like to do when you have some downtime, or maybe hobbies that you like to do back home?
Generally, I just like to hang out with my son and take my daughters for walks, and I just like to hang out with my family, basically, and relax as much downtime as I can get.
Like you said, when you got three young ones, that pretty much defines your day when you're home.
Yeah, that consumes my free time, but I enjoy it. It's well consumed.
Yeah. How about there at base if you have a little downtime?
Generally, I go to the gym and then just come back and talk to my wife and my kids as much as I can. Whenever I get a free chance, I do that.
You've been in long enough now to see how that communication has changed. I guess it has improved quite a bit from when you first got in the Corps to be able to communicate with home.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, before we were lucky to have one or two computers in the earlier days where we were at, but now we've got Wi-Fi. It's great. I mean, you can just get on your own personal computer. You can talk on your video chat. It's more of a, you know, personable conversation than having, you know, three or four people waiting in line, rolling their eyes because they're waiting so long. But I mean, it's endless, and they do everything they can to make sure that we keep in touch with our families here.
You're back in your hometown there. You said outside of Buffalo, small town there. Are they keeping in touch with you as well?
Oh, yes, yes. I let them know that I'm good all the time. You know, and Facebook has definitely, redeveloped the world in networking communications. So whenever I need to let my family know something, I just put it out there on Facebook, and then they all get it at once. So I don't have to call, you know, one or two or three people, hang up, call someone else. So it's pretty good.
Yeah, that's excellent. Again, we want to thank you for the work that you're doing there in Afghanistan. And I think you've probably explained it, but maybe there's something. Is there anything that that you think the people back here don't understand about what you're doing that you'd like them to understand differently?
Not really. I think everyone gets the picture. We're doing hard work out here for the Afghan people. And we're all ambassadors for our country, and we just want them to know that we're putting the best foot forward for them.
What do you see for you in your career? Would you like to be staying in long enough and advancing in your career as well?
Oh, I'd hope so. I'd love to advance. But there's different pathways to take, and there's different ways to go. However, You know, I mean, it's up to you. It's up to the Marine and individual Marine to pick where he needs to go and what he needs to do. So I'm looking forward to that in the future.
I would imagine that's also a subject with the Marines under your charge, too. As a mentor to them, you help advise them on making those considerations.
Oh, yes. I get those questions all the time about, you know, what's this like? What's this like? What would you suggest? And, you know, I try to give them the best answer that would fit them. You know, I don't look at it as a generic, you know, a generic answer. I try to look at that Marine, how that Marine is, and then try to give them guidance tailored to their life and what they want to do.
We hear that a lot of Marines, even in Afghanistan, are taking advantage of educational opportunities as well. Do you see that?
Probably, you know, in the more, like, the bigger bases. However, we generally don't have time to be studying and doing all that, although
right.
A lot of these guys would take advantage if they could.
Yeah.
But we're pretty much consumed with everything else.
Well, that's probably one of those things that you can help them understand. They'll have that option probably at some point in time, certainly in their military career, to take advantage of some of those opportunities. And they've been great and been blessed to be able to afford those. Well, we want to thank you again for spending some time with us. It's a pleasure to speak with you again, Staff Sergeant Michael Rowland. From Delorme 2 with RCT-6 and with Charlie Company, 1st Battalion, 8th Marine Regiment. Thanks for making us a little time to speak with you today.
Yep, no problem. Thank you.
All right, that'll do it. We appreciate it.